We are joined right now by the head basketball coach at Texas Tech. They're having a huge year. He's in his second year at Texas Tech. He was the Big 12 co-coach of the year this season. They're 24-9, 11-7 in the Big 12. Texas Tech is a 3 seed in the East region. They go up against Stephen F. Austin on Thursday. Chris Beard is my guest. Chris, good to have you back. How are you?
Jim, glad to be on. How's it going?
Good, good. Good to have you, Chris. Thanks so much. You landed in Dallas. You're a little over 48 hours away from playing your first game in the tournament. So what's the vibe and the mood among the players and your coaches right now?
Oh, the mood's great, Jim. You know, like in this NCAA tournament, it's just the ride of your life. You know, like normally at pregame meal, we only have like Frosted Flakes, but today we had like Lucky Charms, Cheerios. You know, normally we stay at really nice hotels, but this place they got us at, like, I mean, we're going to grab as many shampoos and conditioners as we can get, man. We're like, we're enjoying this ride.
That's incredible. Chris Beard joining us. That is awesome. That is truly awesome. All right, so take me back to Sunday. I mean, right when you think it's as good as it's going to get, you go back to Sunday and the selection show. What was your reaction when you saw your name come up as a 3 seed and that you were headed to Dallas?
Yeah, it's just extra special, you know what I mean? Just to be a part of this tournament in our second year as we build the program is big time. We would play anyone, anywhere. But certainly it's just kind of a nice break. We've got like 4 players on our team, Jim, that are from Dallas. I grew up in Irving, which is right next to Dallas. And so it's just like, you know, it's not going to impact the game at all, but it's just kind of a special opportunity where a lot of these guys' friends and families wouldn't have been able to come see and play. It's just kind of an extra bonus to a really cool situation.
Yeah, a really cool season, too. Texas Tech head coach Chris Beard joining us. Listen, I understand that your work's not done. I understand the season's not over. But you were introduced as the head coach there less than 2 years ago. What's it say about the job that you and your players have done in building this thing as quickly as you have?
Yeah, I think it says everything about our players. This is a players' game. You know, no coach is going to win a game in this tournament. Good players are going to win a game. And we have that at Tech. We've got guys, I think, to play with anybody in the tournament. You know, we were fortunate. We followed a Hall of Fame coach, Tubby Smith, here, and he had good players in the program and had a great foundation of defense and discipline and doing things the right way. So we really benefited from that. And then I think you've got to give our staff credit. We've added some new players. We're playing the game a little bit different way than they did in the past, X's and O's wise. I think it really fits the guys. But I think the story here with Texas Tech is just that we've got some good players that are getting it done.
Yeah, and also the story, Chris, is you're much better than those thought or many thought you were going to be. I mean, you were picked to finish 7th in the Big 12. Not only did you finish 2nd, but as we're talking about right here, you're a 3 seed. What did everybody outside the program miss about this team that maybe you saw early in the season?
I just think kind of what kind of character we got. You know, Jim, it's kind of like my story in my life. Everybody's always kind of told me what I couldn't do, and I've always tried to kind of prove people wrong. We've got, you know, we got a bunch of street dogs on this team. And, you know, what I mean is, like, I think some other programs might kind of have pet store dogs. You know, everything kind of comes easy. You get fed every night in your crate. Somebody's going to come around and buy you eventually. But we got guys that kind of hang out on the streets. We're more like humane society, not pet store kind of dogs. And I mean that with respect to other programs. But we take a lot of pride in being the underdog. I mean, the coaches in our league picked us 7th or 8th. Every magazine picked us, you know, in the last half, and no one really gave us a chance. And that really started motivating our fire this summer. We got 5 seniors. We got guys that have been through the wars, and we had an idea that we could be a part of the fight. And that's what we've done, and we intend to be a part of the fight in this tournament.
And I know you love the veteran players, but also you're getting contributions from some younger players. I'll try and go back to that in a minute, Chris. But you and I have talked in the past about your coaching journey. For those who don't know, I mean, the fact is only a few years ago, you were coaching semi-pro basketball at South Carolina and then places like McMurray University, Angelo State. I mean, when you look back and see where you are right now, what kind of thoughts do you have? I mean, I know that you live to prove people wrong, but look where you are now as compared to then. And what do you think when you think about that?
Yeah, I'm really proud of my journey. You know, I'm just kind of humbled and so appreciative to be here at this level. I think I take the responsibility to represent other small college coaches, whether it be junior college or Division II. I think any kind of success we have in our program, if that brings light to those levels of basketball, then I take that responsibility really seriously. It's been kind of one of the cool things of my journey. You know, this is a month, March, where dreams come true and special things happen. And I think back at the first time I met you in that elevator in San Antonio, where you let me and a couple other JUCO guys go up to the concierge level and eat the prime rib sandwiches. And today we're staying at this hotel where maybe I can return the favor to some guys.
That's great. Or how about return the favor to me, Coach? How about bring me back some Lucky Charms, maybe some shampoo, maybe some free soap? Man, dude, what
you need? Yeah, I got it all here, Jim. I mean, you know, we have a lot of core values in our program. And I'll tell you, if there was ever a time to maybe kind of slide one of the towels out in your bag, which I do not condone, and I hope our guys don't do it, this will be the place, man. These towels are like Egyptian.
Chris Beard joining us. Chris, I'm trying to think, what year was that that I saw you in San Antonio and you came upstairs and you crushed some of that prime rib?
You know, I'm not good on years, but it had to be like, you know, I don't know, 90s or 2000, somewhere in there, whenever the Final Four was there. And it was a great day. The elevator popped open. You got in. We were all fans of yours. We talked a little bit. Between like floor 8 and floor 4, you kind of saw where we were coming from. And then you slid us the card and said, guys, help yourself, concierge, but just don't go in my room. We thought about it, Jim, because we had a couple guys that hadn't showered in a couple of days. But we stayed true to our word, and we didn't go in your room. But we killed the concierge. I mean, we're taking like the small Sprites in our pockets, the Ritz crackers. I mean, we basically stayed in the concierge until they asked us to leave.
That is one of my favorite stories ever. And now look at you, a 3 seed, and just killing it at Tech. Chris Beard, my guest. That's awesome. Absolutely awesome. Now, when you're looking at Stephen F. Austin, it's a team that's been in the tournament in the past. They've made some noise in the past. As you look at the Lumberjacks, what concerns you the most?
Just their overall talent. They got really good players, and they got a great coach. You know, Kyle had coached in the Big 12 before at Oklahoma State with Coach Sutton. We have Sean Sutton on our staff now. Kyle's won wherever he's been. He's one of the great game coaches in our game that maybe no one's heard of, but they're going to hear of him soon. And then Stephen F. Austin just has great tradition. You know, they've been to 4 tournaments, I think, in the last 5 years. They knocked off West Virginia and Coach Huggins a couple years ago. So they have our full respect. And I've been on the other side of this coin, you know, being at Little Rock and making our run. So I know these seeds and levels and conferences don't mean anything when the ball goes up. So they're going to have our full attention, and we know we're going to have to play great to have a chance to win the game.
You've got Stephen F. Austin going up against Texas Tech Thursday. He is the Big 12 co-coach of the year. Tech is a 3 seed, 24 wins on the season. Chris, always great to get caught up. I'm telling you, we should reset that story every single year. Good to have you back. Good luck on Thursday, and it's always good to talk to you, Chris.
Thank you very much, my friend.
My man, have a great week. Have a great day. Good luck. God, love that story. It's one of my favorites ever. You got to understand about the Final Four. The Final Four is an amazing thing because when you go to the hotel, and especially the coach's hotel, you cannot believe how many coaches there are running around.